Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That was such an enjoyable celebration of baseball, wasn't it?
Yep. It was great. It was great. It really was one of the most memorable series ever. And we were talking about it on our show, Baseball Today, and you know, people are like, how do you dare not mention 2016? And I said, 2016's Game 7 was freaking incredible. Like, really one of the best Game 7s ever in the history of sports, in my opinion. But do you remember one other, like, clutch moment? The games were not super close for the most part. This series had it all. It had an 18-inning game. It had a guy throwing a complete game. It had a guy who had thrown a complete game get up in the bullpen in like the 17th inning in the next game. It had crazy defensive plays that ended games or saved games. It had a historic home run that is really one of the most dramatic home runs by my guy Miguel Rojas in the history of the sport.
Yeah,
because it's so unexpected.
You're two outs away from losing the series, Chris.
Exactly. So it had so many different elements of making a series so wonderful, with ebbs and flows and drama and I can't believe that moment. And I don't care, but like, the ratings were phenomenal, the best since 2017 in a sport which had had somewhat of a downturn. I'm not here to sit here and say, well, no, college football is the second biggest sport. It's not baseball. I don't care. Like, as sports fans, this is what you're dying for. You want to live and enjoy those moments, whether you have a rooting interest or rooting against the team, or it doesn't matter. Just enjoy the moment. Who cares about the rest of it? It was awesome.
Yeah. You know what? We had a caller call us earlier in the week, and I was like, oh man, now people are saying that was the best game seven, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, why would you be bummed about that? And I was like, you know what?
Hey.
You're right. It knocked us down a peg. It's not like when you're sitting there at the four-letter network and you need the lazy reel of trying to figure out misery for a sports city. Oh, let's go pull out Cleveland's again. So I loved it. I thought it was great. It was a great series to watch, you know, and there were little Cleveland stories in there left and right if you were, you know, reading between the lines. But the best part is maybe we don't have to be the victim of that, the worst outcome of a game seven. You know, let the Blue Jays have that honor for a little bit, although I do feel bad for them.
I do too. I mean, they were a great team. You know, they obviously have a superstar in Vlad who's, you know, rocket ship will continue to move up into different levels of the stratosphere. But a lot of those guys are dudes that have either played on other teams or just haven't done a ton. I mean, you know, Ernie Clement turned into a hit machine. Do you know that Ernie Clement, obviously, you saw the stat that he has the most hits in a single postseason,
30,
and that comes with an asterisk.
Yeah, 30.
Because, you know, there's so many more games, albeit that he didn't play in a wild card round this year. The Jays had a bye, but there's so many more games where you have a chance to accomplish it. It doesn't diminish it, but you have to put that out there. The point I looked at, Ernie Clement never had more than 30 hits in a season before he got to Toronto. So it just tells you that, I mean, you keep... He's like baseball's version of Sam Darnold this year. You know, like, he just turned it on into a different level. So,
Chris Rhodes joining us.
Hey, one last quick question. What's the feeling like out there? I mean, is it, you know what it's like here, and I think we had this conversation before, but when the Dodgers win, man, is it like everyone's still partying, or is it kind of died out because we got the Lakers playing already? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think there was a little bit more sense of relief than anything else. Because I think people were going to question there's a big difference between 3 and 6 years as opposed to 2 and 6 years and losing another World Series and underperforming, because that's exactly what it would have been seen as if this team did not come back and win games 6 and 7. All I can tell you is this, is that we were celebrating our oldest son's birthday on Saturday night, and we were there, had a few friends with him, and we're sitting at the table and we're watching the game, and our feed is 10 seconds ahead of the bar's feed.
Oh.
So when Rojas hits the homer, we explode.
Mm.
And 10 seconds later, the whole place erupts.
That's
so
cool.
They were into it. That's awesome. That was great. It was, listen, I'll be the first one to take shots at Los Angeles for its lack of fandom, but I've told you this countless times that they are really good Lakers and Dodgers fans.
Chris Rose joining us. A real big picture thought here, and I don't know if there's anything to this or if these guys just are a bit of an aberration. Ohtani, clearly an aberration. Yamamoto was phenomenal. Sasaki looks good. Does the success of those three guys from Japan make major league teams look even more closely at pitching in Japan, Chris? Because, you know, we've seen some, but we haven't seen a ton. But, man, those three guys were really good for L.A.
Yeah, but, I mean, the sport has been sprinkled with them. It's just that is the number one sport in Japan. You can't move 3 feet without seeing an Ohtani billboard or poster or advertisement. It is the sport. And so, I mean, all you had to do was watch the World Baseball Classic in 2023. Our team did not suck. It wasn't like a bunch of guys that are like, it's okay. Maybe the pitching was a little thin in some areas because it's spring training and because everybody that is from Japan wants to pitch for Japan. But it's going to be really interesting in 2026. I mean, Skeens is already committed for next spring. I forget if Skubal has. I would actually be surprised if he would, just because he might even be on a new team by then. But there's a ton of talent over there, guys. It just is. And you'd be silly to not at least attempt to get in the game. Now, whether or not you can pry guys away from the West Coast, that's another question.
Yeah. One last baseball thought for you.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that Shane Bieber picked up his option, and I thought, wow, I wonder if that would have happened here. I'm really surprised he didn't go free agency, Chris.
I am too. Now, there are some that will say, well, hold on, he's just whatever, 10 starts back or 11 starts back from Tommy John. I actually thought he pitched pretty well, all things considered. And Sandy Alcantara came back at the beginning of the year, and he was all over the place. I didn't see that with Bieber. Can he still be sharper? Absolutely. I mean, there's measuring sticks guys try to hit all the time. You can't expect him to be right out of the word go back at the top of his game. But there are guys who signed longer contracts last season. I mean, Frankie Montas, if you know that name, last year pitched in both Cincinnati and Milwaukee, meaning 2024, became a free agent and got a 2-year, $34 million deal. And he's horrific. I mean, he's not close to Bieber level. So I would have thought that Shane could have gotten.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A 3 for 65 or 70. Now, he's only still going to be 31 next year. Who knows what the economics of the sport will look like 1 year from now, because, you know, we only have one more left before the labor deal expires. But I'm not sitting here and saying he's an idiot, but I would never say that because it's his choice. But I was a little bit surprised about it.
All right. What were your thoughts on the NFL trade deadline, in particular the Browns? I mean, we know what the Jets did, but, you know, there was talk earlier in the week the Browns were going to be buyers. And if, you know, you send one defensive lineman to Chicago and switch a 7th and 6th round pick, it doesn't exactly sound like it was an extravaganza day yesterday for the Browns. But your thoughts on what the Browns did or didn't do yesterday?
Well, I was always confused by the adding. What were you trying?
I'm with you. I am with you, brother. I didn't get it at all.
I don't understand it at all. People say, well, you're just hanging on to these mid and late round picks. But for, like, Rashid Shaheed is a free agent, I believe. So there's no guarantee that he's going to stay here any more than a handful of games if you made a trade for him. It just, I don't think it ever made sense unless you could get the sort of deal that they swung for a Tyson Campbell.
Yep.
And there weren't any of those yesterday. There were major, major deals for the most part involving the New York Jets, who, in my opinion, are in a very different situation than the regime in Cleveland is. The Jets aren't going to fire their GM after 1 year. I think Aaron Glenn is safe, but I don't know, their head coach. But that has nothing to do with moving players. He doesn't have a say in it, really, unless there's something going on behind the scenes that we're not privy to. But Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski may or may not be fighting for their jobs, so draft picks might not look as good as keeping David Njoku around or keeping an offensive lineman, particularly when you're planning on playing, if not one, both of your rookie quarterbacks the rest of the year. I just didn't see a lot that made sense. Now, some people say, well, what about the Miles for 3 first-rounders from Philly? Well, where did we get that? Like, are we 100% sure that that works? And the guys that the Jets traded were not generational talents. That's the other thing. They're really good football players. I think they're both very good. And, you know, Sauce could be a total missing piece in Indianapolis. Who knows? But they're not Myles Garrett. I can tell you that. And I'm not so sure that Andrew Berry wants to go down as the guy who traded Myles Garrett after trading for Deshaun Watson. That's not a resume that's, if I were sitting down and hiring somebody, I'd be like, let's go.
Dylan Gabriel starts this week against the Jets. You think he's the starting quarterback of this team, or is he the starting quarterback for now on a very short leash?
So what was the first question? Do I think he's a starting quarterback?
No, he's the starting quarterback. That's what they're telling us. Yeah. But do you think he's got a really short leash? I mean, in other words, you know, if he doesn't play well, are we going to Zappe? Are we going to Shadur? Or do you think he's the guy?
Oh, I wouldn't go to Zappe. I mean, I don't think that serves any purpose whatsoever. If Shador's not healthy enough, then you keep him in there. And if he's struggling, he's struggling. Like, Bailey Zappi's not the future of this. We know that. And I don't think Dylan Gabriel's the future of the team. And I don't think Shadur Sanders is, but I don't know yet. I haven't seen him take an NFL snap, so I won't go that far. But once again, the Cleveland Browns see Dylan Gabriel as something significantly different than I do. I don't have a trained eye. I watch like a lot of fans do. I think I know a decent amount of football, but the people I talk to who played football are the ones that I really rely on and, in fact, played the position. Those are the people whose eyes I tend to judge, you know, and listen to. And I have yet to find somebody who says, yeah, you know what? He does have traits that can let you do that. Now, I think we're just kind of stuck right now, but I think I'm a lot like most fans. I mean, we're waiting for when they break the glass that's surrounding Shadur. And do I think that he's injured? Yeah, I do. I mean, I don't. These people who are like, well, they're faking an injury. Guys, for God's sake, stop.
See how many times he got sacked in college? I don't think he's faking anything. I don't.
Stop. I mean, just we have to stop with some of the stuff. It's just so gross and misguided. You can sit here all day and rip on the Browns for drafting two quarterbacks and thinking that Dylan Gabriel is better than Shadur Sanders, which we don't know at this point because we haven't seen one of them. Like, that stuff you can argue about all day. The stuff about they're screwing him, guys, please. Please, we don't have, my brain does not have the capacity to deal with it.
All right, Chris, what are you looking for in the second half here? What should be the goal of this franchise and organization for the next 9 games?
Well, I would, like I said, I would like to see 12 play sooner rather than later. You know, I want to see Mike Hall be healthy and get a decent number of snaps and see if he can apply any pressure from the middle, you know, because it feels like between Collins and Graham and Hall and Aiden Huntington, it's decent up there. I'll be curious about the linebacker position because I think we're going to lose a lot of those guys after this year. I want to see if Miles Harden can play in the slot. Like, there's a lot of Cedric Tillman. Can he stay on the field? Can we get Harold Fannin on a crossing route where he doesn't get tackled by eight guys within, you know, 12 inches of catching the football? That's what I'm looking forward to.
Well, that makes perfect sense, doesn't it? Tommy Rees calling plays.
Yep.
Any expectations from you?
I don't know. I mean, look, guys, the Jets just traded their best two defensive players. If this isn't the game, I don't know. I haven't checked the weather for this weekend in New York. I don't know if it's going to be swirling wind. Who knows? But, man, oh, man, if we don't attempt to get the ball downfield, and I'm not talking about throwing it 50 yards. That's not downfield. That's a prayer in the NFL. I'm talking about working 15 to 20-yard routes. You know, stop playing east-west, go north-south, things of that nature, then there's something really, really wrong with this. So I would, you know, I don't know, guys. I'm still watching. I'm like everybody else. I just, you want to feel good about something. You want to feel good about something. And I'll tell you what I didn't feel good about. The Raiders' two-point try. God dang it. Like, even on the Browns' bye week, we lose. Ridiculous.
Thank you, dude.
Goodbye, Chris. Goodbye.
Goodbye, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.